Yeah, so we thank God for another good morning that God has given us to listen to His Word. And I wanted to just maybe start something that I was trying to see the mysteries, or rather the hidden wisdom of God, and or the hidden mysteries that God has and that God placed in Christ and in Christmas and in just sending Jesus to the earth. And you know, when we think of God and the God that we have, the Bible tells us that He is a God who loves to hide Himself. And when you think of that, and this is Isaiah 45 verse 15, the Bible says that truly you're a God who hides Himself, O God of Israel. And one of the things that we see the characters of God is that He loves to keep things in mysteries, and He loves to hide things. And I think it's Proverbs 25 that says that it is the glory of God to conceal a matter or to conceal things, but it is the glory of kings to search it out. And verse 3, Proverbs chapter 25 says, as the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of the king is unsearchable. So it's one of the things that we learn of God as we continue to encounter Him is that He is a God of so much wisdom, and He's unsearchable, or rather He has depth and depth and depth. And that is a place called the bottomless things of God, the deep things of God. And so Christ coming as a baby, or Christ coming in flesh, was one of these mysteries, you know, and one of these things that God hid. You can imagine, and when you think of how God hides the coming of His own Son, instead of sending Him to be born in the house of Herod, He hides Him to be born in a manger, you know, in a cattle shed. You know, by the animals. If you've kept animals, you know that a manger or a cattle shed, or where the animals sleep, is not an interesting place. One, you will have the animals themselves, the smell of their urine, the smell of their dung. The chicken, the goats, the pigs, the cows. You can think of that picture, you know, the feed that they have. At times the ground, you know, is just full of feed and made in a way that it is not really a place that a king will be born. But you see, that's the kind of God that we have, that He hides mysteries. He hides things in plain sight. And you know, as what we were looking at and what we've seen is that the wise men come from the east and go to the house of Herod, and they ask, where is He that is born King of the Jews? Because to them, any King of the Jews, the King of the Jews that has been born, is found in the palace. But you see, the mystery of God and the wisdom of God is that He hides things. And so Herod himself has to question. He has to bring all the wise men. He has to ask them, where is it written that the Christ is to be born? Where is the Christ written to be born? And he's told He is supposed to be born in Bethlehem. And so He now tells them, okay, you go and search for Him. And when you have found Him, bring Him that I too may worship Him. So just, you know, as I continue to set this base of this background of how God loves to hide things, let's look at Matthew 13. And this is, you know, where Jesus starts to discuss with his disciples, and they start to wonder, why do you speak to the people in parables? You know, and when you see Matthew 13 verse 10, it says, then the disciples came and said to Him, why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered them, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, you will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Now, we are looking at the hidden wisdom of God, the mysteries that God hides. Jesus himself, even when he teaches, he taught with parables. And he asked, the disciples ask him an honest question, but why do you speak to the people in parables? Why do you speak to them in parables? And he says, to you, it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. Now, think of Christmas, and every year, all over the world, we celebrate Christmas. But now, what the enemy does is that he takes out the Christmas, the Christ Mass, because Mass is a celebration service. Christ, representing Christ, refers to Jesus Christ. But then they take out the Christ and say Xmas, Merry Xmas. And you'll find even Christians putting X, you know, it's WHO that uses disease X, for the unknown, find X. They remove the X, and they remove the Christ and put X. Someone will say, oh, no, it's a short form of Christ. No, it's a removal of Christ, because we are in a world that wants to remove everything that is related with God. So they take out the Christ and put X, and then others will say, happy holidays, and others will say, you know, happy festive season. So it has lost meaning, but you see, in the wisdom of God is that he, every year, he constantly reminds the whole world that his son came, that Jesus Christ came to the earth, that the Messiah came to the earth, that the Christ came to the earth, and the Christ is alive. The Son of God came to the earth. But you ask yourself, why don't they believe? Every year, the word goes out. Every year it comes. At the end of the year, they know, oh yeah, it's a Christian who's celebrating this one. But you see, it is not given to them to know. And this is the mystery that we speak about, and we've spoken about this year, divine election. That God, no one can come to God except God draws them, except God allows them. And our place in prayer is to ask God to draw people to him. Because the Bible says, if I be lifted up on high, the Son of Man be lifted up on high, I will draw men to myself. I will draw men to him. That means the moment he was raised from the dead, men are drawn to him. Now, our job is to lift up Christ. We lift up Christ through the preaching. We lift up Christ through being witnesses, through we ourselves speaking for Christ and teaching people the message of Christ. And then it says us, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Now that means that our God hides things in secrets. Now it was a secret. God kept it as a secret. Christ grew up in Nazareth. He went to Egypt. He grew up in Israel. He grew up as a normal child, but it was kept in hidden until the time when it had to be revealed to Israel. But you see, even when Jesus encountered with his disciples, the moment they found out that he was the Christ, what did he do? He would tell them. He forbade them to tell anyone that he is the Christ. So he lived with them. He gave them indications that he was the Christ. But then he never fully told them or fully confessed to the public that he was the Christ. There were reasons why. And it is because there are secrets of the kingdom, and God hides things in mysteries and in his wisdom, because the Bible tells us also that if the rulers of this earth, if the rulers of this earth had known, you know, that by crucifying, that had known the wisdom of God. And actually, let's look at it. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. And the Bible says that, for the word of the cross, or the message of the cross, and here we are speaking of the message of Christ, for the message of the cross is foolishness, is folly to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. And verse 20 it says, where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the foolishness of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews. We preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Verse 26, for consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, let one who boasts boast in the Lord. So Christ has become for us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Now, we'll not look at that today, but along the way, we'll look at that. But what I'm just trying to say is that God's wisdom is far much greater than the wisdom of man. And whatever you will call the foolishness of God is far much wiser than the greatest wisdom of man. And that is how you see, if you look at the whole story of the birth of Christ, you just see the wisdom of God. You just see how God hides himself. How does the creator of the whole world come to hide in flesh and to appear as a man so that he can be the second and the last Adam, to grasp that power that was lost by man and to take it back to him, and to restore that authority of man back to him. And actually, the verse I was looking for is 1 Corinthians 2, sorry, verse 6 to 8. Let's read that before we come to a conclusion. It says, "Yet among the mature, we do speak wisdom, but although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of the age who are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory, that none of the rulers of this age understood. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." If the rulers of this age, if the rulers of this world, who are the principalities, the powers, you know, the kings, the Pilates, the Herods, the Caiaphas, the high priest, if they had understood this wisdom of God that was hidden in Christ, they will not have crucified the Lord of glory. Our redemption was hidden in this child. The reason, the power of God, Christ who has become the power of God and the wisdom of God, is hidden in Christ coming on the earth. Our sanctification, our redemption, you know, all this that God has done in Christ is hidden in Christ. And it's still a mystery that the world is still seeing but not seeing, hearing but not hearing. They're not understanding that, you see, God has decreed and has brought life to all men. The Bible says to all who believe, at any point, if anyone sees, their eyes are open. That means there are people who have eyes but they are blind, who have ears but are deaf, who have hearts but do not understand. Because at any point when they turn to God, God will heal them. For me, I was just looking at it, I was like, how much wisdom does he have to hide this in plain sight, to hide him in a manger, to hide divinity in humanity? And by the grace of God, we'll look at that when we meet tomorrow, how God hides divinity in humanity, because that's also another wisdom of God, how he chose to hide the whole glory of God. And the Bible tells us that it pleased God that all the fullness of the deity, of the fullness of the Godhead, to dwell in Christ in bodily form. And the Bible says, and out of that fullness he has given to us grace in place of grace. We have received from that fullness. So the fullness of the Godhead, God pleased, was pleased that it dwells in Christ, and we ourselves receive from that fullness, which is Christ, and he imparts that in us. Christmas looks plain in sight. It looks open to people, but you see, their eyes are still closed. It's still hidden in the wisdom of God that he sent his one and only Son to the earth, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He allowed him to just, he just hid him as a carpenter's son. And that is why his neighborhood said, "Is this not the carpenter's son? Are his brothers and sisters not here with us?" Because Jesus did have earthly brothers and sisters. Are they not here with us? But it was right before them, but it was hidden from them. Now, today, if your eyes have seen, the Bible says you are blessed. Blessed are your eyes, for they have seen, and your ears have heard. Because even the prophets of old longed to see this thing. Because to them, they were trying to ask, they searched, trying to understand, how will this be that God will send the Messiah, the King? God will send this child born of a virgin. How will these things be? They longed, they questioned. But it wasn't yet time. The Bible says God had prepared something better, that together us with them, we shall be partakers of the same. Jesus tells them that Abraham longed to see my day. And they're like, you, how can you? You're not even 80. How can you say you saw the day of Abraham? And he tells them, before Abraham, I am. Christ, the hidden, the wisdom of God. He is the wisdom of God. And he is the power of God. And Christ has been made for us the wisdom of God and the power of God. And that is why anyone with Christ will always be 10 times more than all the enchanters, all the wizards, all the witchcraft. Why? Because you carry the wisdom of God, who is Christ. And I pray that even as God helps us to carry on looking at some of these hidden mysteries of Christ and the wisdom of God, that God will give us insight, understanding, and to know that as we understand it, we are blessed. We are blessed because our eyes can see the unsearchable things that the King hides. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, to conceal things, but it is the glory of kings to search it out. God desires that we search out these mysteries and to see, and at the end of it, let us give him glory. That's the thing. Let us give him glory. It is to give him glory. Yeah, so I'll stop there, and you're welcome. Reflections. As God places in your heart.
Thank you, Dr. Manuel. Indeed, the mysteries of God are deep. I have nothing more to add, but yeah, thanks a lot for sharing.
Okay, thank you. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you. Thank you that you are God. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you're speaking to us, that Lord, you want us to understand. You want us to know you, to know you. And we pray for the world that constantly hears the message of Christ hidden in Christmas, and yet they do not come to you, O God. I pray that, Lord, their eyes be open. In your mercy, let their eyes be open. Let the eyes of our loved ones, of our friends, of our relatives, of the people that we work with be open. And let them come to know that it is you are the reason. You are the reason for the season. And the most important thing is that you are hidden in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Thank you for being our power. Thank you for being our wisdom of God. And being our sanctification, our redemption, that, Lord, we are made in your image and likeness. You have called us your sons. You have given us the power to become sons of God. And for that, we are grateful. I pray even as we go and do our roles, the things that we need to do, that you go ahead of us, strengthen us, teach us your ways, and protect us and keep us in all these things. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. We bless your name and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Shalom, and have a blessed, blessed morning. And day ahead.